And as we heard earlier from the Dutch Safety Board, investigators have found that, quote, high energy objects penetrated the plane, and there was no evidence of technical failure. Harro Ranta heads the Aviation Safety Network in the Netherlands. He joins me now from Roosendaal. Harro Ranta, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
Harro, this report from the Dutch Safety Board says the plane was hit by a burst of high energy objects. How do you interpret that finding?
Well, it's an important first step in coming to the final conclusions, and well, it may point towards shrapnel from an as of yet undetermined origin, but it does not exclude the possibility of the missile, which is considered a very likely a scenario by many international parties.
One finding from the Safety Board was that there were no indications that this crash of MH17 was caused by a technical fault or by actions of the crew. How would they have come to that conclusion? Would that be because of what they found in the black box?
That will be very likely. These conclusions are not really a surprise, but it's important to read out all the facts and the facts contained in the flight data recorder as well as the cockpit voice recorder, so we can exclude all different scenarios and focus on a more likely cause of the accident.
Can you give us any sense, there was a lot of store being put on these black boxes, these flight recorders, and it took a little while for them to be located. Can you give us any sense of what they did reveal?
Well, they did reveal, in fact, very little, because they did reveal that there was no specific sound or specific mention by the pilots of anything untoward. So there were, it wasn't explicitly stated, but from the preliminary report, my conclusion would be that cockpit conversations appear to be normal related to the flight progressing over Ukraine, normal navigation procedures by air traffic control. The flight data recorder as well as the cockpit voice recorder both suddenly stop at some point in time, so there's just a sudden ending in the recording without any specific problems arising before that time.
The Dutch investigators confirmed that they weren't able to visit the crash site because of the fighting going on in the area. So they've been relying on photographs on the black box we've just been discussing, the video evidence taken at the scene, and information supplied by Ukrainian air traffic control. From your view, would that have been sufficient to really get any sense of what happened?
It would be for the preliminary reports and for obtaining just factual information. It would depend on further investigations if they really would need to visit the crash site. I assume they are eager to go there to examine all the pieces themselves. I heard Mr. Joustra say on Dutch media that they found some shrapnel of some kind on the bodies of both pilots, and that will be further investigated to see if that will point towards any specific lead to which object exploded outside the aircraft.
This report hasn't apportioned blame, and I don't think that was really the job of this report, but our Prime Minister has issued a statement confirming that it's clear the tragedy was not due to aircraft malfunction or pilot error, and went on to say the findings are consistent with the government statement that MH17 was shot down by a large surface-to-air missile. So that takes us back to this notion of it being the plane being pierced by a number of high-speed objects. So we can reach that conclusion, but still, we are absent the proof, I guess, aren't we?
Yeah, for now, yes, but that's very logical given the short period of time the investigators had to conduct a real investigation.
Of course. A full report is now expected middle of next year. What kind of information do you think will be included in that report? And do you think we will ever be able to get a report to reveal what or who brought down this plane?
Well, it will certainly involve a lot of analysis. So these are just the facts that are being presented, and there will be a lot of analysis done from the impact sequence, the crash sequence, as well as, of course, what's everybody's waiting for, the exact cause of the explosion and the exact origin. But I think the investigation will also focus on the responsibilities of local authorities and other parties in the aviation industry on flights over conflict areas.
Yes, because what was revealed here from the flight control communications is that there were three planes in this area, and that was all the communication was about, changing flight paths. Harry Ranta, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Harry Ranta is head of the Aviation Safety Network in the Netherlands.